Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations. That was fun to watch.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, it was, again, real proud of the group. I thought we had just a great effort right from the opening puck drop. I said key number one was just to win battles, and I thought we did that, and I thought that set the tone. And, obviously our power play was huge, and just a real, real solid effort for our team today.
Well, that second period, you guys get on the board with the power play goal, and Madison Hutchinson with her second goal of the weekend. Terrace and Berglund set her up on that one. Again, a big play by your senior captain.
Yeah, the play was made by Emma Terrace. Just a great play. She's a left-hander going behind the net, and their goalie followed her over to the far side, and that left the short side wide open, and she passed back to Hutchie, who was right-handed, and you couldn't have drawn it up any better. It was just a beautiful play by Emma and a big goal, and obviously that one was big, and then to be able to tack on two more before the period came to an end was I think, the difference.
Well, Emma Terrace definitely had a great hockey game. She looked so good on special teams today, and then added the second goal, which ended up being the game winner there for your team. Again, getting rewarded after working so hard.
Yep, it was just a great play all around. AJ Saar and just a great redirection. Special teams are always going to be important, Kelly, in games like this. And to come out plus three like we did, obviously their goal was right at the end of one of our power plays. I don't think it was shorthanded. I think their player stepped on the ice. But, those three were big. And obviously their goalie had been playing so well. So to be able to put that crooked number up was just a real boost for our team.
Well, I hadn't seen three power play goals scored by your team in one period of play. I asked Lauren Miller during the second intermission. She's like, I don't remember ever having that many power play goals in one period. That is an incredible feat, especially in this league, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. And, we talked, one of the things we talked about with our power play is how a second period power plays especially can really, really be important, because you can trap the opposing team in their zone because they got a long way to go to change. And we talked about making a difference. That was before the game. And then to go out there and execute and score three power play goals in the second period, it was really gratifying because they obviously understood the importance and took advantage of it. And all three were just real nice plays, and it was nice to see.
Emily Berglund with her third and fourth goals of the season. I know late there she was trying to get that hat trick. Had a great chance, a great look there. But talk about her play this season. She's really come into her own, and I know it's still early, but she looks pretty good.
She does, but it's just a continuation of what we saw last year, Kelly. I thought she was outstanding all year last year, and right now she's being rewarded with some pucks going in the net, but that comes with playing in a role that, obviously she's on the power play this year. She's playing top two lines, so she's getting certainly more minutes in terms of key situations, and she's responding, and that's, it's great to see. She's a heck of a hockey player, and, we're just really fortunate we're going to have her for two more years after this one.
Your team played really well offensively, but also in the defensive zone. Talk about what the difference was between yesterday and today on the defensive side of the puck.
Well, I think it just goes back to what we said at the beginning. I just thought we were winning battles. We were closing really quick. We didn't give them much zone time. When they did have it, we were getting in shot lanes. But it just came from, I think, our overall battle and our compete level was way higher. We were jumping on anytime they got in the zone, we closed as quick as we could, caused turnovers, and we got going the other way.
Well, I know we talked before this weekend about Jincy Dunn, and I know it was her first year back here playing collegiate hockey, and she was talked about and praised before she stepped foot on ice, but she really was a non-factor for the most part. Your team was winning the battles against her. Was that something you focused on coming into the weekend?
Well, she's an outstanding player, and I don't know if you noticed that Coach Muzzerall moved her up to forward in the third period, so she was playing on the left wing, and she's very creative. There's no question. She's an outstanding player, and we felt the strength of their team was their D coming in, and they certainly didn't disappoint. I thought Sadik was outstanding. Boyle's a very good player. The Dunn sisters are outstanding. So no question that there's a lot of talent on the blue line. And they put her up front, and they were going every other shift there early. That fourth goal for us was huge because it just kind of took the wind out of their sails, and big goal for us.
Well, you're young players on this team certainly have looked, every game into the season, looked more and more like veterans. Abby Haluska had a great game today. I noticed her a lot. And Haley Mack again coming close to scoring a goal. At some point, your freshman class is going to start scoring, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're getting chances. All four of them had great chances all weekend long. And you know, they're anxious. Like I said, they've scored a lot coming to this level. So they're hungry. You can tell. And I just don't want them to get frustrated. I went around and talked to each one of them today. Just really said how happy I was with how they were playing and telling them they were getting chances. You just can't get frustrated. Because it's one thing not to get chances, but when you get chances, you're doing something right. And all four of them have had a lot of good chances. It's just a matter of time. They're going to put the puck in the net for us.
Coach, you got a big challenge ahead of you. Minnesota Duluth's playing some good hockey. How do you prepare for them?
Well, obviously we'll take some time here. We'll enjoy this one, but we'll get back after it Monday. I mean, I don't think I have to say a whole lot to get this team motivated to play Duluth. They're a very good team. It's come to be a pretty doggone good rivalry with them. The last 2 years now, we've played them in the playoffs, and they're a very good team. Stalder and Bricklick are as good as anybody in the country, and it's gonna be a big challenge going over there and trying to get some points.
Coach, enjoy the win. Congratulations.
Thanks, Kelly. You too.